The 5th General Assembly of the African Union of Broadcasters has opened in Accra with the sad realization that many African broadcasters may not meet the 2015 deadline for digital migration. The 4-year duration to change from analog to digital was set by the International Telecommunications Union. The first vice president of the AUB, also the director general of GBC, Befi Afariapinting, noted that many African countries have not yet started the migration and urged the union to take an important look at the situation and strategize on the best way to help each other.
Though we have barely 4 years to beat the deadline set by the ICU, many of us are yet to start with the implementation of the process. Considering that it took many advanced countries a lot more than 4 years to go through the digital migration process, and the fact that many of us have not been able up to now, even after many years of operations, to cover our whole respective countries with analog signals, it is reasonable to assume that a large number of our members may not be able to beat the 2015 deadline for digital migration. It is important that as a union we take a serious look at the situation on the ground in our respective countries and see how best to assist one another with the migration process. Also, we need to adopt common and realistic positions on digital television transmission at international forums to protect the interests of our members.
Mr. Apinting raised an issue about the huge fees broadcasting houses pay to telecast sporting events. He said some countries have been asked to pay €2 million to broadcast the 2012 African Cup of Nations tournament.
A final point of interest affecting all of us I would like to touch on is the far increases in the fees we are being asked to pay for broadcast rights for sporting events. The broadcast rights fee, even for our own African Football Cup of Nations, appears to be doubling from one event to the next. Currently, some medium-sized countries are being asked to pay as much as €2 million each for the package of 2012 and 2013 competitions. Broadcast rights fees are just too high and beyond the reach of many broadcasters on the continent. While we continue to urge the union, which normally negotiates such rights for most of its members, to look for more creative ways to raise funds for such events, it is important that we stand together to check the rather steep rate of growth of the fee. If we don't do that now, we may soon realize that we will no longer be able to bring these exciting games to our audience. I hope that during our deliberations over the next 2 days, we will share ideas and experiences on some of these issues.
The Minister of Information, John Tia Kologo, urged the AUB to champion the cause of the AU and ensure that African leaders serve their people well.
The ideals of the African Union, which aims ultimately at securing our people out of the seemingly bottomless pit of poverty, cannot be championed in conference halls and through politically correct speeches. It is therefore up to the African broadcast community to hit those streets, beat that road, find that cry, close those feet, and do all it can within its capacity to direct African leaders to serve the proper meal on the proper plate at the proper time to all sons and daughters of the continent. Telling the story as it is worthy, but telling the story as it should be is probably the flat start of consummate patriotism. You need to take a stand. You need to have an agenda, and that agenda should be fiercely fixated on the rise and prosperity of the people of Africa.
Minister of Information, John Tia Kologo. The President of the AUB, Julian Pierre Apaki, called for cooperation and the exchange of ideas among member states.